We've reached the time of year when students are headed off to college and parents are either jumping for joy or crying that they have an empty bedroom in the house. Let's bring in Lisa Maselli, Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, my high school. Lisa, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jeremy.
And, you know, it's not new for students and their parents to adjust to this big change of a student going off to college, but is there stuff that is new about that transition in 2016 versus 20 years ago or 40 years ago?
Oh, yeah. I think about my college experience. It was basically getting dropped off at the curb and sometimes wishing your parents goodbye and a safe trip and them hugging you, and you were kind of on your own. And now, Jeremy, colleges know that parents have concerns and fears, so they are doing parent orientations. They're creating parent support service offices. The social media aspect of this kind of culture of posting that you're always happy is now a part of their transition.
Well, I saw that you had written to students to say, make sure that you also post about the bad things that happen when you do badly on a test or something like that.
Yes, be authentic. We keep telling them to even get into college, write that authentic voice, and then they get into college and it's like, everyone has to be happy. Everyone has to be transitioning well. And sometimes they come back and visit you. And it's before Thanksgiving break and you say, how are things going? And you can tell they're having struggles because transition is hard.
So what should students be doing to transition? And we'll talk about parents in a moment. But first, for students who are heading off to college, what would you tell them?
Go in knowing that college is not easy. There are highs and lows. This isn't a Hollywood experience here. And let go of that FOMO, that fear of missing out. You know, college has so much there for them to take advantage of, and they don't want to overwhelm themselves because they're experiencing so many other things, new roommates, new food, new campus. They have to be proactive. Talk to their parents about what is the support or the communication and keeping in touch they would like to see happen with their parents. And I also think they have to know that there are so many resources on campus. Jeremy, I can't tell you. I'm blessed to work in a small school where the alums graduate and keep in touch with me, but so many times they call me and I can tell they're hurting and I will say, by any chance, did you think of going to the writing center or think of going to the counseling center? And they often say, no, I didn't know I could. So they do have to know what's available and take advantage of it. They're paying a student fee. Use it.
What about communicating with your old friends at high school? And I know sometimes people can take that too far. You know, they don't want to adjust to their new life in college and meet new people. So they just, especially now with their phones, can just constantly stay in touch with all their old friends.
Yeah, I do believe, and I tell them, keep those friends, keep in touch, but you have to step out of that comfort zone and reach out and make new friends. Some may actually go and say, I'm reinventing myself. I'm going to keep in touch with my high school friends less. And some may just need a little bit of reassurance during that homesickness phase, and a quick text to one of their best friends and getting a nice reply back might actually help them get through that day.
What about for parents adjusting to that empty bedroom in the house and wanting to stay probably too much in touch with their kids?
Right. Well, I often say to parents, first of all, the trust you have with your child while they are away in college is crucial. What that means is, while you may want to turn that spare bedroom into a home gym, don't do that the first year. They really need to be able to come home and know that they have something that they know is a security of what they remember and love. But let the child, again, take the lead about how much they want to video chat. Do they want to get text messages from you daily? I do think parents also have to be realistic. They need to expect mistakes from their child. So I would say one of my final tips to parents, Jeremy, would be, they need to learn to coach their student through this transition and not rescue them. Even if you get that phone call and they're crying, take a breath, listen more than you speak. And once again, parents have a responsibility of also knowing what those resources are on campus, so that before they try to solve that problem, they need to say, did you go and talk to anyone? Have you gone to office hours because you're struggling in class? Parents need to model that for their student.
I know we've been talking about all the difficult things about adjusting to college, but you've now made me really just want to go back to college and be starting all again. That would be so much fun. Lisa Maselli, Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School, my old school in Urbana. And we'll put her tips for students who are headed off to college and their parents at our website, hereandnow.org. Lisa, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy. I enjoyed it.